And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 31st of January, 2016. It's the birthday of Norman Mailer, born Long Branch, New Jersey, in 1923. Went off to the Army in World War II, served in the Philippines, did not see much combat, but he got enough material to come home and write a novel, The Naked and the Dead. It was a bestseller when it came out in 1948. He was just 25 years old, made him famous. Norman Mailer, who said, "Over the years, I've found one rule. It's the only one I give on those occasions when I talk about writing, a simple rule. If you tell yourself you are going to be at your desk tomorrow, you are, by that declaration, asking your unconscious to prepare the material." Norman Mailer, who wrote every day from 9 to 5, right up until his death at the age of 84, wrote novels and short stories and nonfiction, The Armies of the Night, The Executioner's Song. It's the birthday of the writer John O'Hara, born Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 1905. His father was a surgeon. The family was well-to-do, and then the father died suddenly, leaving the family poor, and O'Hara was not able to go off and attend Yale University as he had planned. He became a writer instead. He was a prolific writer. By the time he was in his late 20s, his stories were appearing in The New Yorker magazine. 247 stories he published there, still a record for one writer. It was Fran Lebovitz who said, "John O'Hara is an underrated writer because every single person who knew him hated him." After he became famous, John O'Hara badgered Yale to give him an honorary degree, which they never did. The president of Yale said he wanted it too much. John O'Hara, who wrote 14 novels, he said, "They say great themes make great novels, and there is no greater theme than men and women." It's the birthday of Thomas Merton, born in Prades, France, 1915. Trappist monk, wrote more than 50 books, 2,000 poems. And the musicologist Alan Lomax, born Austin, Texas, 1915, who, like his father John Lomax before him, was a musicologist and a collector of folk songs. He headed up the Archive of American Folk Song in the Library of Congress, and he recorded the oral histories of Leadbelly, Woody Guthrie, and Jelly Roll Morton. Here's a poem for today, a poem entitled January 31st by David Lehman. The sky is crumbling into millions of paper dots. The wind blows in my face. So I duck into my favorite barber shop and listen to Vivaldi and look in the mirror, reflecting the shop front windows, Broadway and 104th, and watch the dots blown by the wind blow into the faces of the walkers outside. And here comes a thin old man, swaddled in scarves. He must be 75, walking slowly. And in his mind, there is a young man dancing, maybe 17 years old, on a June evening. He is that young man, I can tell, watching him walk. January 31, a poem by David Lehman from the Daily Mirror, published by Scribner and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.